Welcome back to Michigan Celebrates Small Business. I'm Jeffrey Mosier, and each spring here on Michigan Business Network, I welcome and talk with great award-winning businesses from across the state of Michigan. This time around, reaching out to Jeffrey Williamson, founder and CEO, Vision Solutions RX out of Sterling Heights, Michigan, a Best Small Business awardee. Jeffrey, welcome to Michigan Celebrates.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Let's start it out. Let's introduce you to the Michigan business community. Tell us about your career path that led to being a founder and CEO for Vision Solutions RX.
Fantastic. I'm actually classically trained in the life sciences. I've got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Bowling Green State University, a bachelor's in biochemistry, master's in molecular biology, and an MBA in strategy from Michigan State University. Spent about 20 years in the life sciences, a couple small, nimble companies. I like to refer to myself as the kiss of death for companies. About 2 years in, they always got bought out by a Fortune 500 company. So that small entrepreneurial environment that I loved got stifled immediately. So four times that happened to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do some consulting in the life sciences, primarily with startup companies. My business development sales background enabled me to talk to probably about 90% of the largest biotech firms, pharmaceutical firms, and research organizations. So it enabled me to help small businesses with products and services that they needed to gain entry into those companies, but couldn't afford someone like myself permanently, but to open the door and start the product in a trial phase or discussions with key opinion leaders. And from there, in strange circumstances, it doesn't sound like a life science guy is going down this path, but in 2018, when the iPhone 10 first came out, one of the features of it was the animojis that were there. You're leveraging the infrared sensor, and you could put a little, you know, unicorn head over top of your head. And for 2 weeks, my daughter was tugging on my shirt saying, "Dad, I want to be a unicorn. I want to be a unicorn." Mm-hmm. And at the time, I'm like, well, why is Apple using very generic characters? Why aren't they going after, you know, licensable characters? So I went down that path, and being the college sports fanatic that I am, we went after mascots. You know, I want to be Brutus Buckeye or Sparty Spartan or that other team up north, and trash talk during social media during the game and that. And we went apolitical. You could be Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. But the number one downloaded character was people wanted to be their pets, if you could believe it. All right. I want to be my Labrador and speak as if my Labrador was speaking to me. And Apple does what Apple does. They make a change and they don't tell you they're making a change. And there was a little glitch in the software after we had developed it. And that glitch was we had the ability to, over top of the Animoji, put things like a football helmet or eye black underneath your eyes or cartoony sunglasses. And that was appearing, but the Animoji wasn't due to the glitch. So I told my team, take it out. I don't want it to look like a filter from Facebook or Instagram. And I distinctly remember waking up Jeff at about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 weeks later, saying, uh-oh, put it back in. And my team was like, I'm not sure why you want to put it back in. I'm like, no, don't put the cartoony glasses in. I want a 3D CAD file, one-to-one scale of an actual pair of glasses.
Hmm. Okay.
So within about 72 hours, we could prove that we had the most accurate virtual try-on mechanism out there. So you're probably familiar with Warby Parker and their virtual try-on. Our system doesn't use a 360 photograph. We actually use a CAD file. So what you try on is what it represents. So if it goes into your head, it doesn't fit. So we developed that. We released February 10th of 2020. So you know exactly what happens there.
Yes. Okay.
And for a solid 2 weeks, Jeffrey, the phones didn't ring. The emails weren't coming in. But all of a sudden, it turned out to be a big blessing in disguise because we were getting top-down inquiries immediately and bottom-up. So the big firms, manufacturers, you know, recognize that, hey, we don't have a trade show to go to. How are we going to get this visible in the hands of our buyers? And the eye care professionals recognize that traditional retail could die on the vine immediately, and they had to get online presence. 90% of these eye care professionals didn't have a website, let alone social media presence or an e-commerce site. Mm-hmm. So about 6 months, we listened to the market. We just kind of developed along those lines, and we actually developed a surrogate product, leveraging that same infrared sensor inside the phone or on the iPad Pro. We had the most accurate measuring. So we can measure your seg height, your PD distance down to a tenth of a millimeter. So we released that product. And as I'm describing this to you now, I was describing this to a clinician in, of all places, South Africa. And about 15 minutes into the conversation, I'm like, well, everything I've described to you, Mariki, is in augmented reality. As a clinician, what can you use from a virtual reality standpoint? And she struggled with that, as most individuals in that time period, because everybody thought virtual reality is a gaming system.
Right.
Right. Maybe a little bit for architecture, maybe a little bit for education, but primarily a gaming system. And she struggled with that. And I said, well, what if I told you I could follow your eyes independently and where your eyes is focused on screen to fractions of a second? She then thought about that. And she said, well, now you're dealing with things like reading. And my jaw dropped. And I didn't let her finish her sentence. I said, oh, my God, do we have the ability to track and possibly diagnose something along the lines of dyslexia? Are you reading up, down, left, right, diagonally, all in real time? And she stopped me mid-sentence and she said, well, do you know how you treat dyslexia? At least one of the ways. I'm like, absolutely not. Both my parents are educators, but they weren't really LD specialists. And she said, well, we use colorimetric filters and it stimulates that region of the brain depending upon the color spectrum that you might require for you as an individual. I said, are you joking? She goes, no. The whole reason why I predicated the question to her from the get-go is that I had been working on a virtual reality software for mimicking lens technologies. So in this case scenario, we were looking at nighttime driving blindness, right? How many lenses are available for people that get starry-eyed or migraines from driving at night? We can mimic that and put you into a 360 video while you're driving on the turnpike with oncoming traffic. Now you're swiping left, right to determine what lens is best suited for you, as opposed to being at the doctor's office at 10 o'clock in the morning with bright lights outside.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down that path and we could actually prove within another 72 hours, we could replicate that. And now we had a system that we believe could go from a very subjective based system for testing learning disorders like dyslexia to a very quantitative and analytical tool. So that's where we went down that path. We ended up partnering with a firm in South Africa that has the only known specific test for dyslexia. So we partnered with them and we VR-ified their paper-based system. And now not only is it enjoyable for the kids to do this, it no longer takes 6 to 8 one-hour sessions. We can get it done in 1 hour.
Okay. So you've described a lot of services along the way and evolution of focus. Tell us about the company's history itself and where did the company start, launch, follow up through today?
So we pivoted off that initial AR system in 2021. And as such, we went down that road, creating the VR system, partnering with Stark Griffin Dyslexia Academy out of South Africa. We VR-ified the system, as I had mentioned. And then the first course of action was we had to prove that the VR system was as accurate or more accurate than the paper-based system. So we did a pilot project in South Africa, and with 100% reproducibility, we could come up with the same diagnosis using the VR system.
Okay.
And then the next step was, well, this isn't very well known here in the States. So the next task was we got to do a clinical study here in the US to prove that we could do the system here. And luck would have it that just down the street from me was a optical research facility in Birmingham. And through discussions with them, we decided to go do a collaborative study. They study a disease called binocular vision disorder. Easiest way to describe that is your eyes should be on plane with one another, XY axes. So if you shine a laser from the center of your eyes, they should be on plane with one another. A slight offset, even a 1 millimeter offset at distance, could have significant ramifications. Your brain will see two different images. Your brain doesn't like to see two images. So these patients typically have issues with migraines, maybe even walking and gait performance, stability, and such. So I had a population from a public school willing to give us about 800 students to go through for a trial. And they said, let's partner up. And flippantly, Jeffrey, I said, who knows? There could be a correlation. No one's ever studied it. There could be a correlation between binocular vision disorder and dyslexia. Well, we went through a pilot project, about 30 patients, and we found that not only is there a correlation, it's a 100% correlation between one subtype of dyslexia and BVD. So one subtype being called motoric dyslexia, and you're probably even familiar with that symptom, B's become D's, P's become Q's, Z's are written backwards. Well, there's a strong 100% correlation with a subtype of binocular vision disorder, which we're extremely excited about. And now we're just gearing up and ready to IRB for a much larger study along those lines.
Excellent. So, and you started international, and how much of a focus and a scope of customers are your basis of clientele now in 2024 in Michigan?
So the initial rollout alpha and beta testing occurred in South Africa. And currently, right now, we just wrapped up the preclinical study. Our objective right now is to go twofold, to go after the eye care professionals that are BVD experts that already know how to diagnose for BVD. So there's approximately 100 of those that have been certified for BVD screening and diagnosing. That would be the first lowest hanging fruit. The second is going to go top down. We've got to get interest at the school level and have this as a screening and therapy. So schools don't want to have any part of diagnosing, but they do want to have an idea of screening. So we can screen through a child in about 10 minutes and show them that they're at risk that merits a full-on diagnostic. And then we're in the process of mapping out a new gamified therapy that would be specific to any one of the three subtypes of dyslexia. So we want to make this enjoyable and fun for the kids that they actually want to do their homework. Yeah. And probably the best feature about the system, Jeffrey, is that we record the entire system and testing. That sounds well and good for the clinician, but we're recording from first-person perspective. We're mimicking what the eye is seeing on screen. So we can see that eye flutter or reading right, left. Great for the clinician, but equally as important for mom and dad. For the first time ever, they have empathy. They can see what their child has been struggling with visually and say, wow, I've had moms tear up for the first time seeing what their child is struggling with.
All right. So, Jeffrey, before being nominated and now winning this award, were you familiar with Michigan Celebrate Small Business?
I was not.
All right. Fair enough. Folks that have their head down and taking care of their business sometimes don't know about these systems out there. At the same time, perhaps have you leveraged any of the founding organizations such as MEDC, SBAM, SBDC, Michigan Business Network, et cetera, the Edward Lowe Foundation?
We have leveraged the MEDC. They've been supportive in allowing me to go and speak at international conferences, to include the Vision Expo out in Las Vegas last year, where I was a keynote speaker. And we've also been a part of the incubator at Central Michigan University. We've also tied into the BAF funding awards for small businesses to help out with a lot of the legal documents as well as IP filing.
All right. And tell me, what does winning this award mean for your company?
I think it's going to have a strong impact in terms of just validation and recognition of the hard work that certainly my team has put into this for the past several years.
Excellent. And are you and some of your team planning on attending the May 21st Gala celebration at the Breslin Center in East Lansing?
Absolutely. Both myself and my wife are going to be attending, and hopefully we're going to have one of our board members be attending as well.
Tremendous. So if someone hearing this would like to know more about your company, might they do so? What's that contact information?
So the name of the actual product is called VisionWare X. So a little double entendre with the RX at the end.
Okay.
They can visit our website to get more information or contact information at visionwarex.com.
Excellent. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Celebrates today.
Well, thank you so much.
Excellent. Once again, Jeffrey Williamson, founder and CEO, Vision Solutions RX, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Best Small Business Awardee for the 2024 cycle of Michigan Celebrates Small Business. We'll be back with more Michigan Celebrates on the Michigan Business Network.